But first, it's been a week now since Governor Snyder introduced Kevin Orr as Detroit's emergency financial manager. And it was a week ago that we last spoke with Daniel Howes, business columnist at the Detroit News. So it's time to do so again. Hello again, Daniel.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. So Kevin Orr starts his new job on Monday, and in your column today in the Detroit News, you write that this is making you think of General Motors circa 2008. How so?
Well, you had management at the time who just could not get their heads around the fact that General Motors was facing an existential crisis. I mean, I think they knew that they were running out of money, and they went to Congress and begged for a bailout. But if you think back to that time, they really weren't prepared to do what ultimately needed to be done in exchange for that money. And as a result, two presidents from two different parties put money into General Motors, but they both had restrictions and conditions for the money. And I think the same kind of thing is what we're starting to see happen here. You have a city council that has slow-walked reform, did not fulfill a lot of the terms of a consent agreement that a majority of them signed, I think is showing not a lot of good faith. And as a result, now that the governor has called the question under laws that, by the way, have been on the books since 1990 in various iterations, they are wondering what their role is going to be. And I think increasingly what you see here is that when outside forces come in to fix an institution, the role of the people who were involved previously diminishes or is eliminated. Certainly in a corporate context, people lose their jobs and they get retired. And in this political context, I think increasingly the emergency manager is going to be making decisions and people are going to be more focused on the November elections than they are on the current crop of council members.
But let me just put this out there. A corporation is one thing. A democracy is something else. So what of the very strong view that bringing in this unelected outside manager basically strips Detroit citizens of their right to elect a leader?
Well, that's true, although only about 15% of Detroiters voted in the last election. So, but I understand that, and I wouldn't diminish that. But on the other hand, where's the outrage over the current political leadership that has not delivered and consistently not delivered services for the citizenry? In fact, they've gotten worse. If you talk to people in Detroit, they will tell you that whether it's police and fire protection, EMS response times, picking up the garbage, keeping the lights on, you know, go down the list, they've continually gotten worse. And I think what you see with this council is more of an obsession with the power and control and their status than actually fixing the problem. And additionally, we do have emergency manager laws in Michigan that have been on the books since 1990. Now, there have been Public Act 4 that was passed, and then it was overturned in a referendum. There's a new Public Act that will go into effect next week, Public Act 436. You know, there is nothing that's written into the law that says that the city council members and the mayor have to be rendered totally irrelevant. And Kevin Orr, I think at this stage, you have to kind of take him at his word that he's going to try to work with council and work with the mayor. The governor has also made it clear that there are certain things that he would prefer not to do in these early days, weeks, and months in violation or against the wishes of council. And the best example is the whole Belle Isle lease deal. And he said, look, I really don't think we should go there unless a majority of council and the mayor say, yes, we think this is a good thing. Let's revisit it. And at that point, I think the governor would be prepared through Kevin Orr to revisit it. But I think there are certain things that he does not out of the box want to deal with. Instead, he wants to focus on service delivery and renegotiating liabilities with the various constituencies.
Dan, in your column today, you're arguing that you're right that over time, those associated with the past failures will begin to be sidelined, just as we saw with General Motors, and new leadership begins to emerge. Do you think that narrative will happen in Detroit? And I'm curious, who do you see on the scene today who could be promising as one of those new leaders?
Well, I mean, clearly we've got a whole new crop of people that are running for mayor, and the incumbent, Dave Bing, has thus far made it clear that he's not talking about running. He's not saying he's not running.
Right.
But political pros who look at this say he doesn't look like a guy who's running. I don't think he looks like a guy who's running. Hmm. I think he looks like someone who wants to go out having tried to be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem. He certainly doesn't need another 4 years of this job. I think Mike Duggan is someone who will certainly has a turnaround cred that none of the other people thus far in the race can boast. Benny Napoleon, currently the Wayne County Sheriff, is expected to make his formal announcement, I think, next week.
Yes.
And I think everybody expects that that it's really going to be a two-way race in August for in the Democratic primary for the runoff in November. In terms of counsel, I don't think we really know. I mean, we have a situation now where the first time since 1918, Detroiters are going to be electing their representatives to council along district lines. Now, there'll be a couple of at-large members, but
yes.
That's been one of the criticisms of council for many, many years.
So that should be intriguing to see how that shakes out and who'll step forward from which district.
So, right, and I think they're going to actually have to campaign as opposed to taking the top nine vote getters off of a bedsheet of names, which is typically what they've done in Detroit. I think there's going to be a finite number of names per district. Therefore, people are going to have to campaign. They're going to have to make the case why they can represent that district in various parts of the city that have different kinds of problems. One may be service delivery. Another may be crime. Another may be lighting. Another, I mean, there could be all sorts of different things. And I think the view is that it will be easier for a mayor to build political coalitions within council because there will be commonalities of interests among various districts. So it may be service delivery may be an issue in most districts. Therefore, if you have solutions and you put those things forward, you will be able to get it through council, and you won't have this constant interminable foot dragging and inability to get things done.
Daniel Hall's column in today's Detroit News is entitled, Council's Role Will Fade as EMX. Daniel, always good talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.